Hi, boys and girls, and happy Halloween. Or not, in case you're offended by the occult, which means you probably hated the Harry Potter books even before Dumbledore turned out to be a senator from Idaho. Well, Uncle Jay's news word for this week is veracity. This is one of those hard words that adults just made up so that you would flunk your spelling test and they would feel smarter than you. Grown-ups aren't supposed to tell kids things like that, but Uncle Jay is on your side, like your local TV station. In fact, if your town doesn't have a station that's on your side, you should move. Anyway, the word veracity just means truthful, accurate, believable. How believable is the news that we get? Here's what I mean. Last week, during those terrible fires in California, FEMA had a TV press conference where they told reporters they were doing a heck of a job. It turned out that the job they were doing a heck of was casting themselves as the reporters at that press conference. Real reporters were very offended, boys and girls, because respectable media works very hard on the veracity of their news stories. For instance, President Bush asked Congress for $46 billion to keep fighting the war in Iraq. Some of the headlines, though, and these are real headlines, boys and girls, showed a more exact figure of $45.9 billion, or an even more exact figure of $42 billion, or even more exact of $56 billion. Now, those dollars are just one small part of the total war budget, boys and girls, which is $200 billion, or $253 billion, boys and girls. The point is that you can trust the of any story in the news, as long as you look at just one.